Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 3 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We got our good friend Adam Witte back on the show. AdvantageFamily.com, is that right, Adam?
AdvantageFamily.com and ForbesBooks.com.
ForbesBooks.com. That's because he's created a partnership with the Forbes folks and with Steve, our buddy Steve. So, okay, Adam, again, I want to say this in front of the audience. I just want to tell you how proud I am of you. I've watched you. You know, you were on the show years ago when this thing was barely a gleam in your eye. I remember meeting you in Washington, D.C., and you were barely shaving in those days, I think, and just you were but I could tell you were on your way, and I just, it's been fun for me in 20 years doing my show, Adam, to watch people like you blossom and grow into a great success stories, and I take some credit because, you know, you've been hanging out with me all this time too, right?
Well, listen, don't underestimate that, because the power of the people that you surround yourself with has more to do with whether the arrow is going to point up or whether the arrow
is
going to point
up. It really is. You know, Jack, what was Jack's name with NFIB? I'll say his name in a minute. He was the NFIB leader over there for a long, long time. I'll say his name in a second. He told me one time, and he says this a lot, and I pass it on as much as I can. He said the people you meet and the books you read will determine what you're going to become over the next 5 years. The people you meet and the books you read will, you know, something like that was the point he was making. And I think you're exactly right. So I want to talk about the new events you got coming up next month.
Yeah, we have our Authority Summit. This is a 1.5-day conference that is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and small business owners utilize authority marketing to grow their business. And we've got a phenomenal set of keynote speakers. Steve Forbes is going to be there. Of course, Steve has built authority for himself,
right,
and is a great example of authority marketing. And another phenomenal small business marketing expert is Dan Kennedy. Dan Kennedy will also be one of our keynote speakers. So it's in Charleston, South Carolina. It's January 18th through 19th. It's a day and a half, and it's just jam full of teaching entrepreneurs.
Can they find out more about it at your website?
They can.
AdvantageFamily.com, ForbesBooks.com.
That's right, and authority-summit.com as well.
All right, that sounds good. So let's go back and talk some more about the book publishing business, because one of the things that you say that can help a business owner become more of a thought leader and become an authority marketer is to write a book. And the book, and the book doesn't, is, you don't mean to write the book about their life, right?
That's right.
Go ahead.
The book is not about your life. It is not your memoir. It's not your personal story. The book is about you teaching your prospective customer how to make better decisions for whatever it is you do. So here's an example. If you are a financial advisor, it is a book about planning for retirement. It's a book about wealth building. It's a book about wealth preservation.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a doctor or a dentist or an orthodontist, it is a book about your field of medicine so patients can make better health decisions.
Right.
The point of the book is to teach your prospective customers about your field and about your expertise, so they can make smarter purchase decisions.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is, you know, another thing that people need to realize, and so many people, a lot of people think they've got a book in them, but a lot of people, it would be hard for them to imagine putting that many words together. The truth is, there's a lot of help out there. There's a lot of research you can call on. And this is a project. I mean, there's nothing wrong with taking a couple of years to work on a project like this. I've got books. I've written books that took me 10 years to finish.
Well, I will say this, Jim. Every person listening on the show right now, if they're in business, they have business cards, they have brochures, and they have catalogs. And when they give those to a prospective customer, most people throw them in the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of giving out a brochure and a catalog, what if you gave your prospective customer an autographed copy of your book?
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, the cost of printing that book versus that four-color catalog
probably pretty close.
It's probably pretty close.
Yeah.
And people don't throw away books.
That's exactly right. Especially a hardback book. That's one of the things I've always said. Hey, Adam, I've enjoyed our visit. I'm glad to catch up with you. I'm glad to find out what you're doing. Can they find out more about Authority Marketing even without going to the summit?
That they certainly can. If they visit AdvantageFamily.com, we have a number of Authority Marketing tools for small business owners.
All right, so check it out there, folks. Hey, Adam, don't be such a stranger. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Good luck with your summit. See you later. Adam Witte, ladies and gentlemen, AdvantageFamily.com and ForbesBooks.com. Check out both of those. I got to take a quick break. Jim Blassing here. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.